Coach's Insight program's going here on a Thursday night, getting you set for the final week of the regular season in high school football. We start here with Atchison and head coach Jim Smith. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coach, we talked last week before your game. It was a non-league, non-district game, a three-hour-plus trip to Southeast Kansas, taking on Parsons, and 48-0, big-time win. I'm sure that car ride home was a little bit easier for you after the way your team performed.
It really was. I really thought our kids played very well the whole game.
Let's talk about the team in general. I know offensively another pretty efficient night. The ground game was working over 200 yards, and obviously the passing game with Bonnell at quarterback's been good, but just another efficient night with both the run and the pass.
It really was. We mixed it up very well, and both our running backs, Layton had 125, and I believe Aiden Revan had close to 95. So, of course, Jaden Carter didn't play because he's injured right now. So right now we're just going with the two of them, and it's mixing up very well for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Layton Boldridge. And, again, you know, kind of stepping in, he hasn't maybe played as much as you mentioned Jaden Carter, who's out with an injury. But, yeah, he stepped in over 100 yards. Just what have you liked about him and his growth throughout the year?
Well, what's been funny about the whole thing is Layton's never played football until this year, and he's having a fantastic year. That's why I asked him not too long ago, how did you never play football before and doing the things you're doing?
Yeah, it comes out.
He's like, doing wonderful. And, you know, and Aiden Reban, he's such a compliment to him, and they both just do a fantastic job.
Yeah, how nice is it to have not just multiple bodies, but multiple bodies that, you know, maybe one's a little bit quicker, a little bit more shifty, and then another one's maybe a little bit bigger and stronger, and just having a nice compliment there in the backfield?
It really is. They complement each other. Both of them have great speed. Both of them are very shifty, and you know, if we get Jaden back with it being such a pounder, I really think it makes problems for the defense.
And then putting up a shutout on the board as well. Talk about the defense and their performance against Parsons.
Boy, I tell you what, the defense, being down three starters on defense, I really felt they stepped up. I thought our defensive line did a fantastic job in keeping them out of the end zone.
How'd you feel about just overall aspect in terms of the team handling a lengthy road trip like that?
You know, it really was really a good trip for us. We got down to Garnett and stopped at a lake down there, stopped for about an hour and ate lunch, and then got back on the bus, and I really felt the kids were rested and ready to play ball.
A few more minutes here with Atchison football coach Jim Smith. Phoenix can secure the outright Meadowlark Conference title with a win tomorrow night at KC Wyandotte. Let's talk about this Wyandotte team here for a minute. You know, they've had a tough year. They're still searching for their first win, but they are a 6A school, so a bigger size for sure. What can you tell us just kind of the overall outlook of your team on Friday night?
Well, the biggest thing is that we got to go in ready to play. You can't underestimate anybody, especially, just like you said, a 6A school. So you know they have some athletes, and we've seen them on film, and they run well to the ball on defense. Offensively, they're going to try to pound right at us, and we have to be able to, again, step up, do your job, and get out of there healthy.
Obviously a big win against them last year. Do you take much away? Do they have a lot of the same pieces returning from a year ago, or is it maybe a little bit different maybe than last season?
It's different than last year because they have a new coach and they have some different kids in there. So, again, I just can't overemphasize enough. We can't go in underestimating.
And obviously, again, you're trying to secure the outright league championship here and already securing it, at least a piece of it, when you got the win over Highland Park. But just kind of looking ahead here, of course, obviously the playoffs starting next week. You just look at kind of how the 4A bracket is kind of shaping up. You're the one-loss team right now. Lewisburg's the only 4A team right now that's undefeated. You got other few 6-1 teams on the west side. You know, how much do you really dive into it at this point, maybe kind of peeking ahead for that first-round matchup?
Well, you know, I'll be lying if I say I'm not. We're all the coaches. We're having fun looking at it, looking at all the different scenarios that we could have. And I told the kids, you know, let us do that. Don't you worry about who you play next week. We'll worry about that on Friday night. And on the ride home, we'll talk about it, and we'll know more after that. But, again, it's one of three teams we're going to be playing because we're going to be in the top four regardless. And we just have to be ready to play. We have to have a great week of practice next week.
Finally, Coach, keys to the game tomorrow night to secure that outright league championship.
Well, the key to the game is get our running game going, just, you know, get our up-tempo going like we've done all year long, and just be ourselves.
There it is, Atchison football coach Jim Smith. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix again 6-1, big win last week against Parsons, and they'll wrap up the regular season tomorrow night at Wyandotte. A win will secure the outright Metal Arc Conference title. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll do it one more time next week.
All right, Brandon. Thank you.